Everything is relational.
So, it doesn't matter what the things that are around you really are, like the concrete definition of the thing, or the look of it, or, and this is for internal or external things, and it's like even something so simple as to how clean or how tidy your home is, right? It isn't about it being a mess or it not being a mess, because we see some people thrive in those messy sort of environments, and some people like are like, okay, I can't even think clearly. It's more about our relationship with our environment, our relationship with the things around us. Whether that be people, peer groups, whether that be the clothes that we wear or the food that we eat, it really isn't about that thing or the quality of that thing. Because if we break it down to like a subatomic level, right, these things are all the same. All matter, you know, it's made of the same. The more concrete we make a thing, the more of a definition that it gets, and the more we have to think about our relationship, or not even think about, because our relationship to the thing is just intuitive. You know, our relationship to the thing is more primal and instinctive than we realize. So yeah, so if that's why it's all about our belief structures, our belief systems. If we feel or think about someone in our life affecting us negatively, whether they are or not, it's just about our definition of that thing. How are we relating to that situation? How are we relating to that person doing what they're doing? And that breaks it down to like that teaching that, you know, everything truly is neutral and meaningless because it all comes from the absolute, you know, infinite nature of unity and sort of totality, all being in the one and the one being in the all. So it's like just if we can just ground ourselves and center ourselves in ourselves and in our own truths, we will naturally gravitate to the things that are, you know, of our best interest, of our best, you know, relationship, I don't know, like quality. That back and forth will just be so natural and so cohesive that it feels nurturing, you know, it feels fulfilling in and of itself to have that thing there, or to relate to this person in this way, or to, you know, just design your environment, design your life, create your life to be in alignment with your truth. It all starts with that centering and that grounding of yourself, which really has to be the focal point of your healing. Yeah. It's gotta be the focal point of your healing, grounding. Whatever makes you grounded in your body, whether that be meditating, whether that be going for walks in nature, slowing down, whether that be just your talking voice, you know, slowing that down, slowing down your movements, and really becoming centered in the subtle nature of your beingness, of your body, of the present moment. And when you can cut through, you know, that sort of the illusions, really, when you can cut through the sensational quality of your existence, whether that be emotional or, you know, physical or even spiritual, the ideologies, the tendency of the mind to make a story out of something, or to conceptualize, to idealize. When you can cut through that and like get into that absolute realm of just, that's what it feels like. But even that, you know, that's sensational, you know. And that's when the discernment comes in. And the chakras, you know, the chakras balance out with that discerning, heartfelt connectivity to the moment and of being centered in who you are. The tendency will always be to rush forward into the next. It will always be to find something to sate that sort of thirst of the inner child not being safe, not being grounded. And we escape that feeling through, you know, so many elaborative distractions, so many elaborative, you know, diversions we take ourselves on, whether that be addictions to pleasure in the form of sex, in the form of distracting yourself through television, in the form of becoming hyper social and just seeking connection through relationships, or excessive activity, throwing yourself into work, excessive exercise, movement, addictions to that high. And it's not to say that you should just always want to stay in this absolute, you know, bubble. But when it comes to then you know, actualizing your purpose and actualizing your authenticity into this world, it takes a profound sort of focus, determination on being centered and on moving from that center and not moving from reactivity to wanting to lack, to feeling like there's lack within. And then it's like, oh, whoa, I'm always my whole, so what do I want to do now? What can I do now? I'm always home. I'm always cared for. And it isn't anything that you're seeking. Then it's just okay, what can I, like, get my hands into? What can I just experience? And then it's not even what can I, it just unfolds right there in the moment before your eyes. You're just like swimming through it. It's like you're the fish and you're just, you know, and it's such a pleasure and a delight to me because it's like, damn, it's so much that it's just been clouding the most simplistic nature of life, of myself, of what I've been after, seeking. And that's when you really become your own person and you realize you break away from your mentors, you know? You become your own spiritual guidance, your own spiritual teacher. And of course you may be inspired, you may still need guidance. You may still ask questions, you have questions, but much less, and you're not seeking the answer. Any questions, you know, they will be any questions, you know, like for sure, like they're going to be answered. They're going to be it's like you're going to experience the answer, and it's just going to actualize like right within your body, like Eureka! Yeah. Eureka. The most freeing experience. Just being grounded. Centered in you. Centered in your truth. And truth being such a deeper, you know, meaning. Like, just realizing that truth is always in that it's absolute, but it's not absolute. It's like truth is relational in that it's different for everyone, but the same at the same time. Truth is experience, and it's not experience, and it's all and none and one. The paradise of existence comes to mold itself together, like, and it's so beautiful. It's just beautiful. There's like a grace, you know. this grace that just opens up and everything is forgiven. Everything is forgiven. On a level where it's like, the lesson has been learned, and it's almost like you could never go back. You could never go back. Because it's so unconditional. Ah! It's so, it's just like, whoa. Whoa. And it's healing. So nurturing. So nurturing. So healing. At first, grounding myself was like sad. It was like I felt this sense of depression, almost like I was depressing something, you know, because there was so much emotional turmoil, you know, just, you know, on top of that surface of that centeredness, that like almost like if you can see like a tub of like water and like infinite water though, like okay, the ocean, let's say the ocean, and like right on the surface of the ocean there's a hurricane, you know, but if you go deeper into the depths of the ocean there might be little storms, you know, little, you know, twisters or whatever just beneath the surface, but if you really go like dive deeper, that's why Infinite Water says that thing where he's like diving deep once again, like yeah. Hell yeah. Oh, that's what we gotta do. Just layers, you know, but like I don't know, maybe it's a water sign thing too, but I feel like before I was like pretending to be a bird, you know, like pretending to be a bird when really I was a fish. Whoa. Okay, so I was pretending to be a bird, like tweedledee, like flying all around. When, like, just skirting the surface, like playing around with, you know, the fish on the surface, the little plankton or whatever, just like munching on those, and like so out of my nature though, and like having just bouts of, you know, just supreme reactivity and like neurosis and just all sorts of imbalances and mood swings and not understanding myself, not knowing myself, not connecting with myself, having moments of that, having glimpses of that, but nothing lasting. So it's like, you're not a bird, man. You are a friggin' mermaid, damn near. Okay? So, get your ass in that water. But to do that, you know, it's like a process of literally changing skins almost. At least to the outside world, maybe. It's like changing skins, like shedding skins. It's like the bird has to turn into the snake. Oh shit. I'm such a Scorpio. It's like the bird has to turn into the snake. The snake has to shed its skin and then realize, oh shit, I'm a fish. And then, you know, realize, oh, I'm not a surface fish, I'm a depth fish. Supposed to be down under, you know, and that is my home. Because if I'm anywhere, you know, above that surface, then I'm not home. I'm in fucking foreign ass territory, and it's cool to travel and shit, but you can't forget when you travel where you came from, you know, where your central point, your self lies. It's literally like a weed whacking sort of thing that you have to do with yourself, within yourself. What's yours? What's someone else's that you're picking up on? What's conditioning? What's habit? What you want to keep, what you can let go of. And then actually letting go of it. Yeah. So, shit is work. And it's not work in that it is work. And I give such thanks to the movement in me, you know. Because it makes shit interesting, you know? If everything was just, it would actually be great. If, you know, I was just always at the center point, and just always full of myself, you know, full of joy, full of authenticity. That would be great. But also, there would be really not much to learn, you know, not much to the story. Actually, there would be a hell of a lot to the story, but it would be very, you know, the movie isn't that interesting if everything goes right. You almost wait for, you know, an issue so that you can, you know, see the character change, see that character arc, into, you know, and it's that moment of the crown chakra, you know, that spiritual fulfillment, the circle completing, the cycle completing. And then there was, you know, the next, which is after that 9, the number 10. The absolute and the one. Bridging that gap and being able to actualize itself into reality, into the present moment. And like nobody said that it was easy or that it would all be done overnight. And that's where just the grace and not even necessarily a patience, but just the, you know, a real sort of savoring and appreciating of the moments in all of its lessons, in all of its, in its magnitude, in its totality, in its wholeness, and in its nurturing nature of what it has to show you right now. Because it always has a lot to say. It always has so much to say. And say it does, and say it will. Yeah. I give thanks for being able to record these musings, these findings, these aha sort of moments, and for being able to share it. And so it is.